Pets, next, how does this affect you when a pet dies? Is losing an animal as bad as losing a relative? Well, recently, the BBC Radio 4 presenter Tom Sutcliffe suffered the loss of his partner's dog, Martha.
One of those small, private tragedies that make you feel a little uncomfortable about using the word tragedy at all. There are, after all, graver sorrows in the world and far crueler turns of fate. Whether we like it or not, though, sorrow is susceptible to proximity, and the death of a dog comes right through the front door. In truth, there probably wasn't a day when she didn't exasperate me in some way or other, her saving grace being that she had a dog's gift of making you forget exasperation as well. Of making you forget everything, really, whether it was the state of the economy or the state of mind you'd found yourself in on waking. There are far more important things to worry about, people sometimes say impatiently, when faced with the sadness of dog owners who've lost a pet. And they're right, of course. There's always something more important to worry about. What they don't understand is that the dog's ability briefly to make you forget that fact is among the things you miss most.
Well, afterwards, caller Christian got in touch.
I'm a vet, and I had a client a year or two ago who came in. Sadly, I had to put the dog to sleep, and she admitted to me afterwards. Yeah, she was very upset, and she admitted to me afterwards that she felt more upset having her dog put to sleep than she did when she lost her mother.
Oh, for goodness sake. Really?
Yeah, no, she seemed a bit apologetic about it, but...
She was more upset. Did you just say she was more upset losing her pet than her mother?
Yeah, no, that's what she told me, yeah. She said she cried more when she lost the dog than she did when she lost her mother. Yeah, people react in very different ways.
I would love a dog. I would absolutely love a dog. I don't have time because I'm flying back and forward to England and all that type of malarkey, but there's nothing I would want more than a wee Cocker Spaniel. But can losing an animal be as bad as losing a member of your family? 08459 555 678. Maybe this has happened to you. Heidi McAlpine and Anthony Miller with us today. Morning, Heidi.
Good morning.
What do you think?
Well, I mean, I have had cats and dogs as pets, and they have all died for various reasons. And whilst it was sad at that time, you do move on very quickly. And to say that pets dying is the same as a member of a family or a human being dying is totally foreign to me. Pets are ultimately replaceable creatures. Human beings aren't. If you really loved your pet dog or cat or guinea pig or whatever, go to an animal sanctuary and find another one to take their place, or not literally take their place, you know, but give you the same emotions that you invested in that animal, because these places are bursting at the seams with animals in need of a loving home.
Anthony Miller?
No, it's not the same.
Heidi, I'm absolutely stunned you, and I normally get on quite well too, and I normally agree with a lot of what you're saying, but
kind of you.
I can't believe you just actually said that. Little dogs, little cats, whatever your chosen pet is, you fill them with love, and they give you that love back. It's unconditional. There are three dogs in my life. One is Belle, one is Sushi, and one is Bronson. And I'm actually choking up at the very thoughts of anything happening to them. And in terms of being able to replace them, just like the way you would replace a pair of old battered shoes or such, like, oh, I really like them, but I'll get a new one, it's absolutely preposterous. I mean, would you say that to a grieving parent or a grieving friend? Oh, well, she's just going to get another one? Absolutely not. A relationship
You've
of
done
love
that thing.
Is a relationship of love. And whether it comes with four legs or two, it's not replaceable by nipping up to the local dog pound.
I mean, I'm going to say this horrible thing that, of course, people who don't have children wince at slightly, but whenever you have children, you understand that the love that you have for a pet is not as deep or as important as the love you have for your child. I mean, you're obviously, you have parents, Anthony, and would you want them to feel more pain and grief for the loss of an animal than the loss of a human being? You know, it's absolutely not.
Quite honestly, no, it's a bit. pet. No, to be quite honest with you, Heidi. No. Hold on.
Thanksgiving.
I remember when my grandmother's dog died, Cindy. Now, Cindy grew up as a member of the family. I don't even think there's an actual name for the breed of what Cindy was. She was just a dog, right? And all the grandkids used to play on her back like a donkey and all sorts of. And whenever she died, my grandmother was in absolute pieces. And so was the entire family circle. This was a member of the family that had died. This dog had lived at that stage longer than I had. And I remember as a child the sheer devastation that ran through the family. And honestly, the dogs that I mentioned there this morning, Sushi, Belle and Bronson, I would be gutted, absolutely gutted, if anything happened to them. And yes, they are members of the family and just as important as any other member of the family.
No, they're animals that are there to serve you, and it's quite very selfish when it comes to our animals, our pets, because we want them to give this unconditional love that we don't get.
Because human beings are
a lot more complex in character. It's a bit like Wilson the Ball. Whenever Tom Hanks in the film Castaway lost Wilson the Ball, he was grieving for a plastic vinyl ball. I have felt the loss whenever I've lost toys when I've been on trips.
Okay.
It's sort of the same.
Unfortunately, we are out of time. Look at that. I wanted to talk with that more. Heidi, thank you very much. Anthony, thank you. That's it for today, being Wednesday the 8th of April. Thank you for your company. Thanks for listening to the biggest radio show in the country, The Nolan Show from the BBC. Hanging off the deck, Vinny, now.